The Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph says the Chometz Shenafla Vamapelos Harehu Kamavua. And Rav said in this there's a Machlekes Rashi and Rambam how to interpret this. Is this Kamavua means that it's Kesorif and you Mekayim the Mitzvahs Tashbishu completely, and this is an Oifen of Ibud of the Chometz. That's the opinion of the Rambam, because the Rambam says in Perek Gimel Hilchot Aleph, "Ketzu be a chometz sofa opara v'zor l'ruach or zor kol yam." And then he concludes, "For chometz shenafla mapolus for himself offer gimel tvachim o yesa harehu kimavua." So from the Rambam sequence, you see that the Rambam thinks nafla v'mapolus is kimavua. However, Rashi in Pesachim and Davav, when he speaks about besa otsa, that if you also besa otsa before 30 days. That he's not chayiv to mibavaya, and Rashi cites it's because it's like the Rashi cites the our Mishnah the chometz shenafla of a mapolus areihu kemavua, so you see that it doesn't mean that it's mavua that it's destroyed in mekayim tashbisu. That's not beis oitza. It just means that your potter, if it's since it's kodim shloshim yom, you're not mechuyev, you're potter from tashbisu, but not that there's a kiyum of tashbisu and it's considered mevuam in ha'olam. The only question is what would be naflav alav amapolis? The chayvet helps even besoch shloshim yom. So if it's not a kiyum of tashbisu, why is it within 30 days that it is considered kimavua, and why is this different than also beso that he is potter only if it was within lamed yom, but with soch lamed yom he'd been chayv to mevayer. So the Rav said it could be because beso otsa he didn't have to make it a beso otsa, he did it, but nafla mevamapolis was memela that the wall fell on it. So in that case he's potter, and he's potter for the mitzvah of tashbisu. In this, there are different shittas in Rishonim that were quoted. There are those who hold that this halacha naflav mapolus is only that you're not mechuyev if you mevatel, so it's not chometz diraisa because you're not over by Rabbi Motzei, but if it were diraisa, you would be chayev. Now, the Rambam says that Naflav Mapolis, Chomet Shnaflav Mapolis, Hareu Kamavua, Vetzoch Levatel Libo, Imadavlo Nichna Shashishis. So the Rambam still requires that you, still requires Bittel. But it's from the Rambam, it seems that if it's past Shashishis, and it's no longer, Bittel is no longer possible, to chametz is also b'hanor. So, then it seems that it's mavua even without the bittel. So you see that midiraisa, that naflav hamaflalos works midiraisa and is considered mavua. And it could be that the Rambam requires bittel even though he considers it mavua, because as long as there is an opportunity to get rid of by Rabbi Motzei, or that you can become the Tashbisu on the level of Bittel, so then you have to do that. It's only Kimavua because you don't have access to it. But if on the level of Bittel you can Mekayim Tashbisu, then the Ram holds that you have to do you have to do the Biyu as well. But in the Rambam, there's another possibility also, that the Rama holds that even though that Naflav Mapolis is considered Kimavua, so therefore it's Kimavua, so why do you need Bittel? After all, if something is Sorif, you burnt the Chametz, you don't require Bittel. So it could be that maybe the Rama thinks it's only Kimavua as relates to Tashbishu, but there's still the Lav by Rabbi Motzei still would apply. And this would be, if that's true, that pshat, then the Ram would be l'shita so that you can separate the lav from the tashbishu. Because that's the Ram l'shita so who thinks that chametz, if you buy chametz on Pesach, you like it, because he thinks that chametz is not a lav hanita klasei. So you can have that the lav and the assay are separate from each other. That it's possible that that it's mavua legabe the assay, but legabe the lava by Rabbi Motzei, that's still kaim. But Rashi, who holds that all other Rishonim think that, which is the Gisling Mon Daf Tzariches, that Chometz is a lava nita klasev. So there's a kiyum. It can't be by Rabbi by Motzei if it's lava nita klasev. The assay means to eliminate the lava of by Rabbi Motzei. So therefore, according to Rashi, it must be that he thinks that it's not kimavua, that there's a kiyum that's because if it was kimavua, there'd be no lavim, because Rashi thinks that it's nita klasei.